Hi, and welcome back to Tapping In. Today, we are discussing the infamous and short-lived TikTok ban in the U.S. We will also sit down with some other students from schools in the area later on in the episode to hear firsthand their experiences with the TikTok ban. My name is Zoe, and I am the host of this week's episode.
Sorry, TikTok is not available right now. A law banning TikTok has been enacted in the U.S. Unfortunately, that means you cannot use TikTok for now. We are fortunate that President Trump has indicated that he will work with us on a solution to reinstate TikTok once he takes office. Please stay tuned.
The approximate 170 million American users of TikTok received this message on January 19th, 2025. As TikTok is one of the most used social media apps in the world, this news came as shocking and upsetting to many. Let's talk about why this ban happened in the first place. TikTok was seen as a threat to national security because it is a Chinese-owned company. Many were specifically worried about user data being stolen. However, TikTok CEO Shou Zi Chew insisted that the app was safe and that our data was secure. Back in April, former President Joe Biden signed a law mandating that TikTok be sold to a non-Chinese owner, or else it would be banned. Approaching the inauguration, however, the Biden administration announced that they would leave the TikTok laws up to the incoming Trump administration. President-elect Donald Trump then said that he would most likely sign a 90-day extension for TikTok once he was inaugurated. Then, that message appeared on every TikTok screen in the United States, and the world felt different for teens everywhere. In just about 20 hours, TikTok was restored and available for use, mostly. The new message read,
"Thanks for your patience and support. As a result of President Trump's efforts, TikTok is back in the U.S. You can continue to create, share, and discover all the things you love on TikTok."
Despite Trump's efforts to push app store companies, including Apple and Google's app stores, to continue supporting TikTok, they declined. TikTok is still not allowed in their app stores because they are avoiding risk of liabilities for going against the bill. Recently, we hosted a summit on Reboot and artificial intelligence with local schools. We pulled a few students aside to hear about their experiences with this ban.
Hi, my name is Magdalene from Oaknell.
Hi, my name is Jack from Delbarton.
Hi, my name's Tirza from Stewart Country Day.
Hi, my name's Camille from Morristown Beard.
So what was your reaction to the TikTok ban?
I don't have TikTok, so I wasn't crazy affected by it. I know a lot of my friends, if you were to ask them, they were like basically devastated because I think it just became like a part of their routine and then that was taken away and they just had nothing to do.
Yeah, I'm actually in the same exact boat. I also don't have TikTok, but I think I could see how much it affected people who did have it. Like, I think at first, the initial reaction was like people were devastated. Like, they thought it was going to be hard to live without it. But I think as time, you know, as it went on, like, I think people actually would become more productive with, you know, not having, because TikTok is, it seems to be a really, like, sort of, once you get on that app, it's difficult to get off of it. So, like, I think it definitely would increase productivity if you, you know, even though it might seem like the end of the world at first, it, like, the long-term effects would actually be better, I think.
I was pretty sad when it got banned just because of, like, all the memories I had on it and, like, all these different things that I really enjoyed, like, I saved or I liked. So it was kind of sad to see that go. But then once it was actually banned and, like, we stopped having it for a little while, I accidentally deleted it. So I actually didn't have it for, like, a longer period than I would have if I just kept it. But it was honestly really nice to kind of have that distraction, like, be put away and have a little bit more, like, free time and not feel so consumed by it.
I was actually having a sleepover the night TikTok was banned. And sometimes, you know, like when you're with your friends, sometimes you guys just go quiet and go on your phones and like just like disassociate from each other for like maybe like a couple of minutes or whatever. But we couldn't really do that because TikTok was like our main scrolling thing, like
Instagram Reels does not hit as well as TikTok, in my opinion. But we would open our phones and go to click on TikTok, and we would realize it wasn't there, and we would just put our phones down and talk with each other again. And I liked that. But then it came back the next morning, and, you know, I went back on it the next day.
What do you guys think that the TikTok ban says about the way that we interact with social media?
I think it shows that we could get pretty consumed by it, especially seeing, like, the reactions of, like, a good group of people, like, being really devastated. But I also think that it, like, gives us the choice and, like, kind of makes us realize or remind us that we have a choice to use these social media apps and, like, be consumed by them, because swiping, like, out and, like, clicking off of it is always an option. And I think that it kind of serves as, like, a good reminder, and we should, like, perceive it that way, that we can always just click off.
I think social media has become a really big part of society, and but I really like what you said about how there is a choice. Like, there might be pressure because of how the amount of people that use it to use social media, but, like, we do at the end of the day have a choice to kind of decide what we think is best for us, whether that be, you know, having the app or not having the app. Like, we can make that decision, and I think that's really important.
I haven't had very many, like, movie nights with my parents in a while, because, like, I just go into my room and I watch my own things, and they go upstairs and they watch their own things, and my brother is watching his own things. And it's like, I think it takes away from, like, just being together and, like, all watching, like, a singular movie. I can't remember last time I finished a movie and, like, sat still and watched the whole thing all the way through, because either, like, I will be on my phone while I'm watching the movie, or I'll just get distracted and just, I won't even, like, try.
Definitely consuming, you know, that night when I just got to, like, enjoy my friends. It was, like, very freeing, and it was a nice perspective. I feel that when I have my phone and I'm trying to do my schoolwork, I have to power off my phone and, like, give it to someone else so they can, like, safeguard it for me, because I feel like I'm, like, going to get bored of doing my homework, and I'm going to pick up my phone and I'm going to turn it back on, and I'm going to go on TikTok, and then I'm going to be like, okay, at this time I'm going to get off it. And it really is just consuming, and it kind of takes away from our relationships with our families and stuff.
The TikTok ban, even though it lasted less than a day, showed us just how quickly access to digital platforms can be taken away by the government. It was a reminder of the reliance our generation tends to have on social media, and that the apps we use are not guaranteed to be here forever. It also raised important questions about national security, corporate ownership, and digital freedom. So, what does all of this mean for the future of TikTok, and more broadly, for the way we interact with social media? Where do we draw the line between digital freedom and national security? With that, thank you for tapping in.